At some point in our lives, we all lose a loved one or someone that was close to our hearts. In my case, I lost my dad during my freshman year of high school, and that was one of the hardest times of my life. One thing I loved about my dad was his food. He wasn't a professional cook or nothing, just a normal dad who cooked whenever he had a chance to. My name is China Cologne, and I'm a senior at Food and Finance High School. When I was brainstorming ideas for my story about food in my community, I immediately knew that I wanted to talk about my dad. I wanted to learn how food played a role in grief, but I wasn't sure how people would take it. To me, it was a risk to step into someone's inner emotions, but I still stuck with the topic. I decided to go around to some of my family members and ask them about their favorite food my dad made. I also wanted to know where they think he learned to cook and if they would ever attempt to make a dish by him. Out of respect, I started with my dad's mother, my Grandma Gladys.
No, Daddy never really cooked when he was young. He started that when he was older.
My dad made a barbecue sauce that was sweet yet spicy. It was kind of famous, but no one else ever tried to make it.
Oh, yes. Yes, everybody knows it. The sauce. He went with the secret of that sauce. Oh, my God, that sauce. Oh, my Lord, let me tell you, but he never told me the secret. I could try, but I can't say that I could do it because I don't know.
The next person I talked to was my mom. My mom and dad were together for about 3 years, and they often cooked at home together.
I think through his mom. Or just probably watching her. I rarely never asked him, but I'm quite sure Grandma's a pretty good cook, so I would think that he learned from his mother and he just picked up some little techniques on his own.
One of the dishes my mom and dad always made was chicken and shrimp Alfredo. Surprisingly, she gave me an idea of what makes the sauce unique.
I think I craft it and maybe doctor it a little bit more different, but I mean, when we didn't have or couldn't afford Alfredo or something, we made our own sauce. Our sauce consists of blue cheese and ranch together.
Everyone in my family had their own way of grieving my dad's passing for the last 3 years, but I wanted to get a professional viewpoint on what grief actually is. I spoke to Barbara Conforto, a clinical social worker who was a chef before switching careers.
When I first made a change from being a chef to being a social worker, I worked in oncology in a hospital where people had cancer. And sometimes I didn't know what to say. I was not a trained person at that point. I was just a student. So sometimes I would just ask people about food. I would talk to them about, oh, what's your favorite cake to bake? Or what's your favorite food that you like? And it was just a conversation, but I found that in asking people those questions, it tapped into their history and their culture and the things that they loved, and it would help them relax. So I learned very early on that there's a deep connection.
Barbara told me the definition of grief is about accepting the reality of the loss.
It's just so hard to accept, and over we keep saying, you know, how can this be? I can't believe they're not here. I can't believe they're not here. And we do it for a very long time.
But grief is not a linear path.
It really isn't true that there's stages, per se, because we grieve our whole life. We grieve in different ways, on different days and different times of the day. And it's not like it just gets better and better and better, and then we just grieve less. You know, we can, at big occasions in our life, holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, any moment, you know, there could be, you know, a smell of waffles and it can remind you of somebody and that you love. And all of a sudden you have a very, very intense grief reaction that's almost like the beginning, but it just doesn't last as long and it doesn't disable you as much. But we have grief throughout our whole life.
Barbara told me that the ultimate goal is to learn how to live with grief and integrate it into your life. Food can be a big part of that.
I'm very much for expressing our feelings in not just words, but whether it be making a meal that we know that somebody taught, our grandmother taught us how to make, or eating ice cream just the way our father ate it, the same flavor, or, you know, planting a garden, a tomato garden, because that's what our grandfather did.
Barbara also shared her own personal story of food and grief.
I happen to be the child of a Holocaust survivor, so my mom was a Holocaust survivor, and she was from Yugoslavia. And when I was a little girl, the things I remember most is her making apple strudel and cabbage soup. And those, she had lost most of her family, if not all her family. So for her, making those foods was a way for her to connect to a lot. She has lost a lot. So my mom is a real survivor. She lived to 94 years old, and I saw her go through lots, not just the losses that she had before I met her, but she also lost a daughter, my sister, later on in life. So I really saw that she was also a celebrator. And I believe that we can be grieving, but we can also celebrate life. And my mom taught me that.
After hearing Barbara talk about how grief can be prompted by smells, sounds, and memories, I realize how often this happens to me. When I go into a gym bowl to get breakfast and the smell hits my nose, or hear someone playing gospel music on the piano, I always feel sad yet relieved in a way because I know my dad's presence is around me. Those memories will constantly be with me, and it's something that I will hold on to for life. Food is also a major part of life, and therefore our lifelong grieving process. You will always have memories of someone making it or having family around to enjoy a meal. My favorite food my dad made was his pancakes. To this day, I never had any that taste as good. If I can find pancakes like my dad's, I will pay a lot of money for them. Don't be afraid to let grief come into your life. You will have your good days along with some bad days. If you feel down, talk to someone, even get some food with friends and family, and make it a happy moment. I'm Tina Colon for Heritage Radio Network.